Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today, I would like to cover all the events coming to McPherson County. But first, with fall just around the corner, our thoughts and plans change for the upcoming months. No matter what form of agriculture you are in, September is the time to start preparing for the colder months to come. Wheat producers are adapting their ground for the important fall planting of the hard red winter wheat and all that entails. On the other hand, row crop farmers are gearing up for the fall harvest of corn, soybeans, and milo. While the livestock producers start plans to wean springborn calves and make all the preparation planning it takes to care for their livestock during the hard winter months. Successful producers make sure their operations can complete all fall activities of field work and replenish winter feed supplies before the unpredicted weather comes in the winter. As for others, now is the time to capitalize on the fall beauty of gardens and flower beds. September is also the best time to fertilize our cool season grasses, aerate our yards, and seed or overseed our lawns. Updating lawns this time of year will make a big impact come next spring and summer. Gardeners, remember to replant your cool season vegetables. That will extend your gardening fun for the next couple of months. Be on the lookout for flowers and trees this time of year as they reach their peak and can be enjoyed by all. No matter what your projects are this fall, remember K-State Research and Extension is here to answer any of your challenges with research-based, unbiased information. Stop by our office and look through our many aisles of fact sheets over endless topics of subjects of agriculture. Remember, we are here to help you. In my garden news today, September is a great time to fertilize your lawns. A healthy lawn adds value to your home and improves the quality of the environment. Vigorously growing lawns filter out air pollution, slow the movement of chemicals and fertilizers into the surface water, and prevent soil from washing away and releasing life-sustaining oxygen. Most lawn grasses require some fertilizer every year to keep them strong and actively growing. Appropriate amounts helps maintain turf vigor. Too much lawn fertilizer can cause problems. For cool season lawns, most of the fertilizer should be applied here in the fall. Fescue, bluegrass, and ryegrass benefit most with fall applied nitrogen applications, and September is the most important time. The best time to fertilize our Bermuda and Zoysia will be for us to wait till next year between May and August, and buffalo grass then in June. Do not apply fertilizers that contain weed killers or insecticides unless they are needed. In my farming news, we had a wonderful turnout for last week's annual McPherson County Pre-Plant Wheat School. Producers gained knowledge on the best wheat varieties to grow, along with planting details and disease pressures we see right here in McPherson County. I would like to thank the sponsors, American Ag Credit, Citizen State Bank, First Bank Kansas, Iron Horse Seed, Nutrine Ag Solutions, and Terra Financial, for providing the free meal. If you missed the pre-plant school, call our office today to get all the details. Speaking of wheat, with planting season coming up quickly, now's the time for farmers to destroy their volunteer wheat for the control of the wheat streak mosaic virus. There are several things a producer can do to decrease the chances of getting the different wheat diseases. Delay planting dates as long as feasible is one of them, plus planting a wheat variety that is disease resistant is another. However, the best way is to control our volunteer wheat. Be a good neighbor and break the bridge by destroying all volunteer wheat at least 2 weeks before planting this year's crop. And remember to come visit the McPherson County Farmers Market this Saturday in the Round Top Building here at the 4-H Fairgrounds. You can check us out on Facebook at McPherson County Farmers Market to get all the details. Each Saturday morning from now through October, the market will be open from 8 a.m. and run till noon. Come meet all the different vendors that bring healthy, homegrown, homemade items to the farmers market. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension Office at 620 941-1523 with any of your ag questions. I would like to wish my lovely wife a happy anniversary that is coming up, and I hope everyone next week has a wonderful Labor Day weekend.